Great to be here. Thank you, Pastor Renardo and Pastor Shiberi, for your ministry in Africa. I bring greetings from Uganda. This time my wife is here for the conference. If she can stand up, she's right there. Yes. She's not been making it, but coming to the States after the conference. But as Pastor Shiberi usually say, we pray for sometimes people to be removed in some offices. So the head teacher that was saying no to her, we prayed and to God removed him. And then the new head teacher came in, and when she asked, and he said, sure. So we are rejoicing. Okay. Psalms 137. Great words we've been hearing. Indeed, our hearts are filled with joy with the messages we've been hearing in this conference. Psalms 137, verse 1, he said, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yeah, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mar, saying, sing as one of the songs of Zion. Verse 4, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. Father, we thank you for these words we've heard. Bless our hearts, Lord. We thank you for this theme. Rejoice, and always I say rejoice. Thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. We rejoice because Jesus Christ is our chief joy. In Israel, the Jewish people did have joy because of Jerusalem. Jerusalem was their chief, like chief joy. Jerusalem was the heartbeat. Jerusalem was the heartbeat of the Jews. To them, Jerusalem transcended time. And here, in captivity, they are being asked to sing a song. Those that carried them, that had wasted them, that had destroyed Jerusalem, asking them to sing a song. And possibly this could be like a joyful song. But they are saying, how can we sing a song in a foreign land, looking at what actually brought joy in our hearts has been destroyed? Because it is said that Jerusalem was built where Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac. I think our friends from Israel can tell us about that. So to them, Jerusalem was a place of promise. It is also said that the first kingdom was established in this place. So to them, Jerusalem was a place of authority. the temple, the first temple was built in Jerusalem. To them, Jerusalem was a place for worship. And now you have this place destroyed. You have people say, raise it. The Edomites raise it and bring it completely to its word. And now here they're asking them to sing a song. The songs they used to sing in Jerusalem, rejoicing, they're asking them to sing them in a foreign land. But in actual sense, they're kind of like mocking them. They're mocking them. We heard yesterday Pastor Shiveri talking about mocking. They're mocking them. They're saying, how can we? We cannot. Sometimes this is like us. Sometimes it is difficult to rejoice when you see the attacks on what brings joy in our lives, Jesus Christ. Sometimes it is difficult to rejoice when you see now in the world they are trying to stop us from preaching on the streets. But on the same streets, they allow people to bicycle naked on these streets. I've seen that in some European countries. But when you go on the same streets to preach and talk about Jesus Christ, they lock you in. And you look at that and you say, how can I rejoice, you know? When you see the attack on the name of Jesus Christ, when you see the word that he brought to us is under attack, take it away. You kind of like ask yourself, how can we rejoice? Because that's what brings joy in my heart. When you see his character and nature being under attack all the time, his grace being under attack. I remember in Uganda when they called us to speak among 150 pastors, Pentecostal pastors, after I had presented the truth, because they wanted us to talk about grace and finished work. After I had presented the truth, one pastor stood and he said, Pastor, he said, I do not believe Jesus Christ died for the present and future sin. He only died for the past. There was sorrow in my heart. This is a pastor. And I stood up and I said, you know, I said, before sin was removed in God's mind. And he stood and he said, I don't get it. He said, back that with the scriptures. I said, read Revelation 13:8. He read, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And he read again. And he read again. And he sits down. And he said, how can this be in the Bible? There was joy in my heart, but also there was sorrow. But then there was this joy that came. And on the other hand, I appreciated our ministry. And I say, thank you, Lord, you brought us in the right ministry. And I rejoice in that. Amen? We did not bring ourselves here. God brought us here. And so, but we can rejoice, yes. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10, he said, Apostle Paul says, sorrowful, but yet what? Rejoicing always. So there is sorrow and there is joy. It's amazing. Jesus Christ did not come to take away sorrow. Though the Bible in Isaiah 53, he bore our sorrows, but the pain, and he didn't take away, but he brought something amazing, joy in it. So joy and sorrow seems to be married together, and they are not about to divorce until we go to heaven. Then there is that divorce, but it's there. It's there. We have a proverb in Uganda. We say the walls we build around us to keep sorrow out also keeps out joy. It's together. James 1:2. Every trial is an opportunity for us to experience the joy of the Lord. It is. It's a sorrowful, but yet rejoicing. Why? Because Jesus Christ is eternal. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. and we rejoice because of that. Hebrews 13:8. They try to catch him today, they find him tomorrow. They can't. Why? Because he's forever. And everything that comes from him are eternal. We have eternal salvation. That's why we rejoice. Isaiah 61, verse 10. We rejoice because there is eternal salvation that comes from him. We rejoice because the word that comes from him is eternal. So because of that word, we rejoice. Isaiah 40, verse 8, Mark 13, verse 31, he say, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will not. For it is ever settled in heaven. They can try to destroy it. But if they try, you see, to destroy it, you have to go to heaven where it is settled. And they can't reach there. Unless if they receive Jesus Christ and then that heart to destroy it, then dies right there. But Psalms 19:8, it brings joy in the heart. We rejoice always. Why? Because from Jesus Christ comes that grace that he has given us. His mercy is forever. Psalms 136 is forever. We rejoice always because we have eternal Jerusalem living in our heart. It's not like the Jerusalem that can't be destroyed, but this Jerusalem God has designed and has built for us and cannot be destroyed. Revelation 21, verse 1 through 27, he has done it. Hebrews 11:10, he has built it. Hebrews 12:22, it's a heavenly Jerusalem. Revelation 3:12, we are made pillars in there. And John 14:2 and 3, we have each one of us has a mansion in there. Imagine a mansion. We have mansions we have not built, but he has built. It's a finished work, reality. In heaven, nothing we're going to do because he has done everything. In Isaiah 65, now he can say, rejoice in this new Jerusalem. And he say, yes, there's no weeping, there's no sorrow. It's in our heart. So yes, by the rivers of Babylon, we can be sitting, but we are not sorrowful. Yes, but rejoicing, because beside that, Pastor Shala yesterday spoke about it, it is a river of God. And we are rejoicing. It makes us glad. It is. But who has done it? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our chief joy and is indestructible. You cannot destroy him. He's our joy. Amen. God bless you.
Okay. Christ, our chief joy. We were in Uganda. Do you have your passports? Papers. We're going to fly down to the beautiful country of Malawi, the 1945 border post. We're there. And our next speaker is a pastor there. They have three churches there in Malawi. How do I describe him? Philippians 2, Paul was talking about Timothy in verses 19 to 21. One translation describes it this way. I have no one like him like this in my life. Chris Armin. Please welcome Pastor Chris Armin.
All right. Thanks, Pastor Ronaldo. My wife and I and our family served under Pastor Ronaldo for, I think, how many years? 5 years in Zambia. And we moved in. He and Charity let us move into their house for 3 months when we first moved back with our children. And we're still friends today. Can you imagine? That's spiritual. That's eternal. It's so great to be here. Greetings from our church in Malawi. All the people, they'll be watching, and we just, it's great to be in a great family that we have that goes beyond borders and it's around the world. The verse that I wanted to share today is the verse that's the theme of the conference, Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. And I don't know if some of you remember when Dr. Stevens taught this verse, he said that one of the translations for the word rejoice is the word relax. You remember that? Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say relax. And when I saw the theme of the conference, that came to my mind. And I think these are the keys. Like yesterday, which was preached in the morning, was amazing. The Latin American pastor is so powerful. The keys to Christianity, rejoicing a lot, being thankful, having joy. There's so many times where we could complain about something, but yet we have thankfulness about something. Because of what Christ, rejoicing in what Christ has done for us. It says here what we should rejoice in. We don't rejoice in iniquity, right? Like it says in 1 Corinthians 13:6, that love doesn't rejoice in iniquity, but it rejoices in truth. We know what to rejoice in. We rejoice in the Lord. And the way that I grew up in this church, I went to school in Greater Grace Christian Academy, went to Bible school here. But the way that I came to African missions is unique, and I was just reflecting on it. And it's a testimony because of the way that the leadership in the church is. They have joy, they're relaxed, they make decisions out of rest. So as a Bible college student, living here in Maryland, I'm also a surfer. It's biblical. It says in Acts chapter 27, 43 and 44, that after the shipwreck, some of the people came to land on boards. You can read it. So I asked, when I knew that there was a conference in Ghana, and seeing some surf videos that some people were surfing in Ghana, myself and a few of the other students, there's three of us, we asked Pastor Shibeli, is it okay if we come to the conference and we bring our surfboards and we can go surfing and go to the conference? Expecting, I don't know why I would be expecting this, but just for him to say, no, you've come here to the conference, that's the priority, we don't want you to do any of that. But it was the opposite. He said, yeah, sure. Yeah, come on, whatever. Just come. And just that relaxation, that rest, and just the easygoingness was just a draw and the first step. And that's how I first came to Ghana and then just first saw the life of people in the church there and the joy that was there. And the rest that we can see people that have very little, yet they have joy and they have rest. And in surfing too, they tell you that if you're in surfing with big waves, and I thought of this example, if you fall off the board and the wave crashes on top of you, a lot of times it's like you're in a washing machine. You get turned around. And the last thing that you should do is try to swim, because you don't know what direction you were in. You could be swimming the wrong direction. You could be swimming down instead of swimming up. But the thing that you should do is just rest, relax, because you will float to the top. And you'll see the direction that you have and you will float. And I think this is the same in the Christian life. We rejoice in what God has done for us. We rejoice. Christ even said, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you relaxation. I will give you rest. The Christian life is done out of rest and joy. They go together. And instead of fighting and exerting, because that's what happens, you get pushed under, like with the circumstances of life. A wave comes and crashes on you, a circumstance, it turns you all around, and you end up exerting a lot of energy in your human effort, in your flesh, and you're swimming, and you're exerting energy, but you're swimming in the wrong direction. When you can just rest and let God lift you up. Let God lift you to the top. And it says we've been seated in heavenly places in Ephesians chapter 1. That we, because of the finished work, like what Pastor Sam said, we rise to the top. The work has been done. We are righteous and we rise to the top. And we can just rest. We can rest in God and see God bring us there. And this is what's happened in Malawi over the past 6 years. Out of joy and out of rest, God works through us and He's doing a great work. And so we just thank you. We thank you for your prayers and your love. And it's a blessing to be with you today. Amen.
Father, we thank you this morning that the deep calls into the deep. You meet us where we are. And you refresh us with your spirit. You speak to us. Long before you speak through us, you speak to us. Personal words. We hear from you. You guide us and you lead us. You quicken us by your spirit. We are spirit-led people. We're spirit-directed. Help us to burn again. Renew. Refresh. Revive. Rekindle. Quicken your people with a fresh oil vision. Fresh oil. Anoint us as a people, we pray. We thank you, God. We love you. We honor you. We praise you. We glorify you today. Bless the rest of our meeting in your son's name. Amen. Our next speaker is from the West. So we'll go all the way over here. He's an amazing man of God who was trained in the Togolese Bible College under Pastor Luigi. He has over 18 churches. He's on radio. He's on television. 250 Bible school students. Been pastoring for close to 3 decades. Awesome man of God with missionary works in Mali, Niger. He pastors at Burkina Faso. Please welcome Pastor Bamuni, Burkina Faso.
Bonjour à tout le monde.
Good day, everybody.
Je bénis le Seigneur pour l'opportunité que j'ai d'être ici.
I bless the Lord for the opportunity that I have to be here.
Tous ceux qui sont venus, chacun a dit qu'il est venu avec sa femme.
And each one who came said I came with my wife.
Bon, moi je suis pas venu avec ma femme.
I didn't come with my wife.
Mais ça se fera.
But it will happen.
Par la grâce de Dieu.
By the grace of God.
Alors, donc, j'aimerais commencer par parler un peu anglais avec vous.
So I'd like to begin speaking a bit with you.
Parce que j'ai commencé maintenant à étudier l'anglais.
Because I'm now starting to study English.
Donc, good morning, everyone.
Bonjour, tout le monde.
first word is God bless you.
Que Dieu vous bénisse. Premier mot.
Next event. I have in Ouagadougou.
Le prochain événement qui va avoir lieu à Ouagadougou
is our conference.
C'est une conférence.
I want to invite you in my conference.
S'il vous plaît, je vous invite dans ma conférence.
Okay, you are welcome.
Vous êtes les bienvenus.
Okay, le reste en français.
We'll go back to French. The rest.
Ok, je voudrais dire merci à Pasteur Luigi. Merci à Pasteur Luigi.
Thank you to Pastor Luigi.
Et parce que c'est aussi grâce à lui que on a pu connaître un peu plus le ministère.
Because it's really because of him that we were able to know the ministry. Et
comme vous avez entendu, on a été formé à Lomé.
And as you have heard, I was trained in Lomé.
Et donc Sa vie m'a vraiment touché.
And his life really touched me.
Et j'ai béni le Seigneur pour lui, pour sa
and
vie.
I bless the Lord for him, for
merci
his life.
À Pasteur Chibeli qui ne cesse pas de nous rendre visite en Côte d'Ivoire, au Burkina Faso.
I'd like to thank Pastor Luigi who consistently visits us in Burkina Faso.
Et dans quelques jours, on sera en Côte d'Ivoire avec lui.
And in the coming days, we will see him again.
Aussi au Togo.
In Togo.
Et puis au Burkina Faso.
And in Burkina Faso.
Et vraiment, c'est toujours de très bons moments que nous passons avec lui.
And we always spend amazing times with him.
Et merci à Pasteur Chaleur.
And thank you to Pastor Chaleur.
Et à Pasteur Ronaldo.
And Pastor Ronaldo.
Alors, ce matin.
This morning.
Le passage que nous avons, c'est Ephésiens 4, verset 4.
The passage that we have is
Philippiens.
Is Philippians 4, verse 4.
Philippiens 4, 4.
4, 4.
Réjouissez-vous.
Rejoice.
Toujours dans le Seigneur.
In the Lord always.
Je le répète.
Again.
Réjouissez-vous.
Rejoice.
J'étais en train de penser à ce thème de la joie.
I was thinking of this theme of joy.
Et j'ai vu que en regardant beaucoup de choses.
And I saw that in looking at many things.
En considérant aussi les situations que nous avons aujourd'hui, mais particulièrement au Burkina Faso.
And in considering the situations of these days, especially our situation in Burkina Faso.
Je réalise.
I realize.
Que la joie.
That joy.
Ne peut pas être naturelle.
Cannot be natural.
Et lorsque on comprend qu'elle n'est pas naturelle.
When we understand that it's not natural.
Alors ça change beaucoup de choses pour nous-mêmes.
Then that changes many things for us.
Et c'est Dieu seul.
It's God alone.
Qui peut produire la joie véritable dans nos cœurs.
Who can produce true joy
parce
in our
que je
hearts.
Peux essayer de faire des choses et me procurer une forme de joie.
Because I can try and do things to obtain
ou
a type
je peux me baser
of joy.
Sur certaines choses.
I could base it on many things.
Et récemment, j'ai lu l'histoire d'un Chinois.
Recently, I read the story of a Chinese person.
Un homme qui avait de grands biens.
He had many, many goods.
Il était très riche.
Very rich.
Et cet homme a pensé qu'il a réussi avec l'argent qu'il avait.
And this man thought that he was a success because
et
of the money he had.
Et il était content de toute sa possession.
And because of all his possessions.
Et il avait beaucoup d'amis, il dealait avec les grandes personnes, les personnes qui avaient de grands projets aussi, de grandes entreprises.
He had many friends who had big businesses, big plans.
Et puis un jour,
and then one day,
on l'a informé qu'il avait donc le cancer.
He was told that he had cancer.
Et quand il a entendu qu'il avait le cancer,
and when he heard that he had cancer,
et qu'il ne pouvait pas vivre plus de deux mois,
and that he would not live more than two months,
cet homme a réalisé,
this man realized,
que son avoir,
that his future,
n'était pas la chose qui pouvait le rendre véritablement heureux.
Son avoir,
ses richesses, il a réalisé ça,
were not the basis of
et nous story. Pouvons comprendre.
He realized.
Nous avons la parole de Dieu.
We who have the word of God.
Nous avons les écritures.
We who have the scriptures.
Nous trouvons la parole de Dieu.
We find the word of God.
Que notre joie est ailleurs.
In this word, we find that our joy comes from elsewhere.
En lisant le psaume 97, verset 1.
That is why in reading Psalm 119.
L'éternel règne.
Psalm 97, 1. The Lord reigns. Verse 1. The Lord reigns.
L'éternel règne.
The Lord reigns.
Que la terre soit dans l'allégresse.
Let all the earth rejoice.
Que les îles nombreuses se réjouissent.
May the numerous isles rejoice.
L'éternel règne.
The Lord reigns.
Donc, je peux dire ce matin.
So I can say this morning.
Que ma joie.
That my joy.
Provient du règne de Dieu.
Comes from the reign of God.
Parce que Dieu règne.
Because God reigns.
Je peux me réjouir.
I can rejoice.
Mais je peux aussi aller à autre chose.
I can also say something else.
Mais je ne veux pas aller à autre chose.
But I don't want to go to something
parce
else.
Que je sais
because I know
que la vraie joie
that true joy
est liée à Dieu lui-même.
Is tied into God himself.
Dans le psaume 119,
in Psalm 119,
le verset 111,
verse 111,
il dit, tes préceptes sont pour toujours mon héritage.
It says, your precepts are forever my
car
inheritance.
Ils sont la joie de mon cœur.
They are the joy of my heart.
Donc, la parole de Dieu fait la joie de mon cœur.
The word of God is the rejoicing of my heart.
Et dans le psaume 5, verset 12.
And in Psalm 5 and verse 12.
Très intéressant.
It's very interesting.
Et alors, tous ceux qui se confient en toi.
All those who trust in you.
Se réjouiront.
Will rejoice.
Ils auront de l'allégresse à toujours.
They will have gladness
et
for
tu les
always.
Protégeras.
You will protect them.
Tu seras un sujet de joie pour tous ceux qui aiment ton nom.
You will be a source of joy for all those who love your name.
Le monde a ses appuis.
The world has its supports.
Mais nous, notre appui, c'est Dieu.
But our support is God.
Nous, notre appui, c'est Dieu.
Our support is
Le
God.
Monde a ses ressources.
The world has its resources.
Mais nous, nous avons nos ressources en Dieu.
But we have our resources in God.
Et c'est vraiment intéressant.
And it's really interesting.
Et je bénis vraiment le Seigneur.
And I bless the Lord
pour ce ministère que nous avons.
For this ministry that we have.
Où la chose qui est élevée.
Where the thing that is exalted
c'est la parole de Dieu.
Is the word of God.
Et au Burkina Faso,
and in Burkina Faso,
dans ces moments que nous passons, qui sont des moments un peu difficiles,
in these difficult times that we are going through,
où des gens commencent à persécuter l'église,
where people are starting to persecute the church,
des gens commencent à s'opposer à l'église,
people are starting to oppose the church,
simplement parce que y a un gain,
simply because there is a gain.
Nous aussi, nous avons besoin.
We have a need
de regarder à la parole de Dieu,
to look to the word of God,
de considérer les écritures,
to consider the scriptures,
et de nous appuyer sur la parole de Dieu,
and to lean on the scriptures.
Dans Philippiens 4, verset 10,
Philippians 4 and verse 10,
il dit, j'ai éprouvé une grande joie dans le Seigneur,
says, I found a great joy in the Lord.
De ce que vous avez pu enfin renouveler l'expression de vos sentiments pour moi.
Because we have been able to...
Philippiens 4, 10.
Philippians 4 and verse 10. I'm going to read it.
J'ai éprouvé une grande joie
in the Lord greatly
dans le Seigneur
that now,
de ce que vous avez pu enfin renouveler l'expression de vos sentiments pour moi.
That now at last your care for me has flourished again.
Vous y pensiez bien.
You thought well.
Mais l'occasion vous manquait.
Your care for me, but the opportunity was lacking.
Mais de l'autre côté, l'apôtre Paul dit au verset 11.
On the other hand, the apostle Paul says in verse 11.
Il dit, ce n'est pas en vue de mes besoins.
It has nothing to do with my needs.
Que je dis cela.
That's not why I'm saying this.
Car j'ai appris à être content dans l'état où je me trouve.
Because I have learned to be content in the state in which I find myself.
Il y a des gens.
There are people.
Ils peuvent avoir la joie.
They can have joy.
Quand ils ont beaucoup.
Because they have much.
Quand ils ont un certain nombre de choses.
Because they have a certain number of things.
Quand ils ont fait beaucoup d'argent.
Because they have made a lot of
quand
money.
Ils ont pu mettre en banque beaucoup d'argent.
Because they have been able to set aside a lot of money in the bank.
Mais Paul dit ici,
but Paul says here.
Ils peuvent vivre le contentement.
They can live in contentment.
Parce qu'ils vivent dans quelque chose, ils vivent dans quelque chose qui est très particulier.
Because they are living in something very special.
C'est qu'il est content de son sort.
He said we can be content with
il
our
est
lot.
Content de ses moyens.
Content with our means.
Et même si ces moyens sont minces.
And even if these means are small.
Parce que notre joie n'est pas naturelle.
Because our joy is not natural.
Nous avons la paix de Dieu.
We have the peace of God.
Et il n'y a pas de joie sans paix.
And there is no joy without peace.
Ce qui fait notre joie.
What makes our joy?
C'est que nous savons que notre Dieu règne.
Knowing that our God reigns.
Notre Dieu règne sur la terre.
Our God reigns on the earth.
Il règne sur l'univers.
He reigns in the universe.
Son règne.
His reign.
Sur nos vies.
His reign is over our lives, over our circumstances.
Notre Dieu règne.
Our God reigns.
Et ça change tout.
And that changes everything.
Et Dieu règne éternellement.
And God reigns eternally.
Dieu règne majestueusement.
God reigns majestically.
Dieu règne humblement.
God reigns
Dieu règne doucement.
Humbly, gently.
Notre Dieu règne.
Our God reigns.
Et à cause de son règne.
And because of his reign.
Nous pouvons nous tenir tranquilles.
We can live in peace.
Et nous réjouir.
And we can rejoice.
La joie, elle est miraculeuse.
His joy is miraculous.
Parce que nous avons affaire à un Dieu tout puissant.
Because we have an almighty God.
Et Dieu est notre Dieu est notre ami.
And our God is our friend.
Ça c'est fort.
That's amazing.
Les autres religions ne connaissent pas ça.
Those other people do not know that.
Non, ils connaissent pas ça.
No, they don't know that.
Jésus c'est mon ami.
Jesus is my friend.
Et Jésus et mon Dieu me garde.
And Jesus, my God, keeps
il est mon gardien.
Me. He's my guardian.
Il est mon libérateur.
He's my rescuer.
Il me garde.
He keeps me.
Dieu règne.
God reigns.
Et c'est merveilleux.
And it's marvelous.
Et vous savez, ça fait que mon cœur est déchargé de tout fardeau.
And you know, now my heart becomes free
voilà
from all burdens.
Pourquoi vous et moi,
and you and I,
nous pouvons vivre.
We can live.
Et ne pas sur le fardeau de la culpabilité ou de la condamnation.
Without the burden of shame and condemnation.
Notre cœur est dégagé de toute obligation.
Our heart has become purged of all of this obligation of producing something.
De produire quelque chose.
Producing.
Nous n'avons rien à produire.
There's nothing to produce.
Parce que notre Dieu règne.
Because our God reigns.
Et le règne de notre Dieu est suffisant.
And the reign of our God
il
is sufficient.
Ici aux
he reigns here
il
in the United States as well. He reigns in France.
Il règne en Côte d'Ivoire.
He reigns in Ivory
il
Coast.
Burkina Faso.
He reigns in Burkina
il règne
Faso.
Sur ma vie.
And he reigns over my
et
life.
Je peux le croire.
And I can believe.
Et je peux me réjouir.
And I can rejoice.
Et la joie.
And the joy.
Rien ne peut enlever ça. Ma joie. Rien ne peut enlever ma joie.
And nothing can remove this joy.
Parce que ma joie est véritable.
Because my joy is
elle
true.
Vient de Dieu.
And it comes from God.
Elle est de Dieu.
It's from God.
Que Dieu vous bénisse.
God bless you.
Merci.
Thank you. Merci.